Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now, a man who's going to join us every Thursday this football season. Unanimous All-American at Bama in 2014. Fourth overall pick. Already a four-time Pro Bowler. And a man who dominated the Buccaneers in week one. 13 catches, two touchdowns, 139 yards. Yes, it is time now for the Amari Cooper Show.
He's
here.
Let's go!
On 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we're doing good, thanks. And we are excited to start this journey with you this season and chatting with you 17 times. So thank you so much for agreeing to do this series.
Now, Amari, one of our guys here is a former NFL scout, worked for the Cowboys, and we just got in a giant fight, almost a fist fight, and I wanted you to weigh in on this. What would you consider your best Alabama team? You guys won the title in 2012, so would it be 2012?
I don't think so. I think the best Alabama team is either 09 or I think it was 16 team, I think.
But out of the ones you played on, which one would you say was the best?
Oh, out of the ones I played on. Oh, okay. So I was there 12, 13, and 14. Mm-hmm. I would say it was the 13 team, my second year.
Okay, the 2013 Bama team. If you guys lined up and played the worst NFL team from 2013, what's the final score?
I don't think any Bama team will have a chance against an NFL team.
Thank you. We had a giant fight.
Amari, you let me down on that one. I could have said any Alabama team, especially the ones you played on, because I was going through the 0-16 Detroit Lions team on that roster. And I'm thinking, there's no way that these guys could block Alabama or cover these Alabama players.
Wait, you said what year?
The 08 Detroit Lions went 0-16 in the league. And I looked through their roster, and I was thinking your Alabama teams could have beaten any NFL, the worst NFL. The whole thing was the worst NFL roster.
No, that makes no sense. Did they have Calvin Johnson that year?
They did.
Who's going to stop him?
Well, the thing about it is, though, but who's going to stop you? That's what I'm saying. I mean, to me, there's going to be trade-offs along the way. But I'm Lee Bodden's not going to cover you.
But the thing is,
Travis Fisher's not going to cover you.
Tell him, Amari.
The thing is, it would be much easier to cover me in that game than it would to be to cover Calvin Johnson off of the simple fact that, though, you know how great these edge rushers are and on every team?
But that's what I'm saying. No, your edge rushers, though, could give their guys problems. Like,
not
I've seen
– No way.
I've seen Jeff Backus. Trust me, I've seen Jeff Backus block.
Oh, he's destroying you, Brian.
Oh, he's not destroying
me. Give him his business.
Okay, listen who's throwing him the ball. Listen who's throwing Calvin Johnson the ball. It's Drew Henson, Dan Olofsky, or Drew Stanton. Those are the guys throwing him the ball.
Against Alabama DBs, against college DBs. Don't you know that when defensive backs come into the league, their first couple years, most of them they're not.
But your guy Diggs started. Your guy Diggs started right off the jump and wasn't a bad player.
No. I mean, he still has some developing to do.
But like the guy at Denver.
For example,
Sertan's going to be fine at Denver. I watch him cover. I would play with him.
But
absolutely.
My point is this. Diggs is two or three times better this year than he was last year, and he'll tell you that.
Sure. But so, see, but yeah, when I'm watching you guys play coming out of college, when I'm evaluating you, I'm thinking, and I'm trying to plug you into what I'm going to see in my NFL team, I'm like, man, that Amari Cooper right there is going to give people fits. He is going to give people problem his rookie year. See, yeah. That's what I see in Alabama players. Yeah, you know, that's so, what my argument was, you guys are so good at your jobs at your university that you could beat anybody, any of the worst NFL players, because you're just that much more talented, even coming in the league and even being younger.
So I see what you're trying to say, and the only part that I agree with is, yes, some positions are more NFL ready than others.
Sure.
You got to think, there's a reason why a player can't come straight out of high school and go to the league. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
In football.
Maybe Bo Jackson. Maybe Bo Jackson or Herschel Walker, somebody like that, maybe. Right?
Yeah, very, very rare occasions.
Right.
Very rare occasions.
Right.
So there's a development that has to happen when you get to college. And the development is easier for certain positions. Like, for example, you got some receivers who as a sophomore in college, or even as a freshman in college, can probably play in the NFL and do better. But then you got to think where the games are won and lost,
right?
In football,
yeah.
And that's the offensive line and defensive line. That battle right there between the best Alabama team and the worst NFL team, it just wouldn't be fair. And that's where the game will be. That's where the game will be won by the worst NFL team. Trust me.
It's Amari Cooper with us now. Amari, you were one of those guys where when you talk about receiver, you were a 1,000-yard receiver. How old were you your freshman year at Bama? 18, 19? Do you think that you would have had a chance on an NFL field at that point?
Yeah. I just want to make one more last point on that.
Oh, yeah, tear him up. Yeah, tear him up.
One more last point on that. If every Alabama offensive lineman every Alabama offensive lineman and defensive lineman was a first rounder,
yeah,
then I would probably have to agree with what you're saying. But because of the simple fact that they're not, that's how they're going to lose the game. Because guys on an NFL roster who are starters on an offensive defensive lineman,
either they were
a first rounder or they should have been a first rounder. They just got misevaluated. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I'm telling you with 100% certainty, that's where the game will be. That's where the game will be.
Yeah, I totally. But I tell you what, I've also seen a lot of really good. I saw Alex Leatherwood block the other day in his first game with the Raiders. I know he's a first round pick, like you're saying, and stuff like that.
They don't have five of him.
But I'll tell you what, though, they develop. Those Alabama guys develop. Trust me, I watched these guys for years. We look at them every single year. They come in the league, you plug them in, they play. That's the way they play. I just think you have a lot better chance than you think there, Amari. I really do.
It's Amari Cooper here with you on 105.3 The Fan.
Would you have had any chance in the NFL as a youngster?
I mean, I like to think I would have,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely, you would have. Yeah.
So you also snuck in there. You think Diggs is two or three times as good as last year? Can you expand on that? Do you think he's going to have success all season?
Yeah, I mean, listen, with experience, you know, he'll tell you that himself. He's just better. He learned from his mistakes that he made last year. And the reason he's better is because, like I'm telling you now, the transition from college to the NFL is just different. He played against a whole bunch of NFL receivers as opposed to his senior year playing against a whole bunch of college receivers. And so he was able to learn what he did right and what he did wrong from last year, and he was able to develop. And that's why he's better this year.
Can you take us through your two touchdown catches and what you saw and what move you put on your guy and your takeaway from those plays?
The first one was a cone route. I'm just selling the fade, and then I'm coming back to the front pylon, which is, I think, why they call it a cone route. But, so I just sold the fade, and it worked. There were some problems with the snap there. But
yeah, did you know that Dak had dropped it during the play?
Nah, there was no way I could have known that. But I could feel that the timing was off a little bit when I turned it, because usually when I come out of my break, the ball is like right there, but it was kind of late. And so throughout the course of the game, so many things happened. It could have been so many things. Initially, I thought it was like he had pressure or something like that, but then somebody told me that the snap was messed up.
And then on the second one, I thought it was a nice job losing your guy there as you were crossing the field. But at the end, were you hurt? Did you just fall awkward? I think that made fans a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
So the second one was just that was just all Kellen right there, because we had saw that in Bunch, the way that the guys they picked to cover certain receivers, there was not a matchup issue, but there was a leverage issue. So that's why he chose that particular route for me right there on the outside of the bunch. The guy inside of me was covering me, which is what he discovered on film. So it was so easy to just run up and then break out. And I won on leverage. Like, as you can see, like I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to do anything but run up under it. So, but yeah, I just landed on the guy's helmet, my ribs.
Oh,
but I'm good.
Right on.
So Amari is like, you're not a small guy. Like, what? I don't know. You weigh what? 210, 215, give or take, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I think a lot of people think of guys in the NFL who are insanely quick and have really fast feet as being 5'9" and 170 pounds. So having that ability that you have as a route runner and as a change of direction guy, as a full-size receiver, is that something that you can train, or is a whole lot of that is just the way you were built?
No, it's not the way I was built. I wasn't always this big. Like, when I got to Bama, I was 180. But then again, I was kind of malnutritious growing up because, like, shoot, we didn't have a lot of food. But I gained weight fast at Bama. But I'm not naturally this big. I think I was naturally quick and fast, and I wanted to be well rounded. So I wanted to be big, fast, strong. I wanted to check every box. And so I trained. I got bigger, and the quickness just stayed with me. I think it would be much more difficult for somebody who's naturally big, though, to be quick. I think that's more difficult.
Yeah, Amari, but it's funny. I watch you on tape when you run routes, and you do something I never have seen other receivers do. And when you run your route, all your routes look the same the way they start. And so you put these defensive backs in such a bind because they don't know if you're going inside or outside. But you have this ability to, like, open your hip and then plant your foot and get to where you need to go. Is this something that you did? Is this in college you developed? High school, was there with that route running? Where did this all come about? Because you put defensive backs in a bind having to play your routes.
Man, I got to be honest. Like, that's God-given. Like,
okay.
I've always been really quick, man, for some reason.
Sure.
That part is God-given. Now, of course, I've cultivated the talent over time, but I've always been quick. I can't say it's a thing that I like. It's something that I wasn't quick one day, and then I did this
routine,
and then I got quick.
It's Amari Cooper. I just got one more for you. Why did you make the move you made on Hard Knocks that let Micah Parsons beat you in chess? Did he need a confidence boost? I know that you're a deeper thinker than to make that move.
He beat me on Hard Knocks and chess. Is that a trick question?
Was that not? Maybe that wasn't on Hard Knocks. Maybe it was on something else. Maybe it was on Twitter. Maybe he posted on Twitter.
Yeah, he posted on Twitter.
But you gave the game away.
Yeah, no. So, okay. I'm glad you asked that question, because I don't think anybody ever got the full story. So, yeah, I don't know how much you know about chess. Maybe you play a little bit, or maybe you play a lot. But I was completely winning. I was up, like, a whole bunch of material. But so, like, a week before, I had crashed. I had gotten into a car crash. But I didn't crash into another car. I crashed into something else. But anyway, I was looking for a new car. And Nation, our cornerback, he was helping me find a new G-Wagon, because I mean G-Wagons are handmade, they're hard to find, the one I wanted. And so he had finally found one. We were looking for it for like 15 minutes. He had finally found it, and he showed me, but it was my move on a chessboard, and there was literally only one way I could lose. Like I said, I don't know how much you know about chess, but you could be up a whole bunch of material and you could still lose. It's something called a back rank checkmate, and that's the only possible way he could have won. And I mean, it's easy to see from my vantage point, being up so much material, that that's the only way he could win. But because I was distracted, it was my move, and I was looking at the car, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's the one. I'm going to go get it today. And I actually went and got it that day, but I was like, I'm going to go get it today. And I just kept hearing Micah say, come on, bro, it's your move. Come on, why are you taking so long? And so I looked back, and I'm like, why are you rushing me? Like, you don't usually rush me. Like, what's the deal? So I'm still looking at the car. He like, bro, like, come on. So I just went back to the board, and I just made a dubious move just because, like, he was rushing me. And then as soon as I took my hand off the piece, he moved it and he back ranked me. So that's
Has he beaten you since?
Yeah, I think he won another game since though. But it was a similar type of situation. Mm.
You still the king?
Yeah, of this team for sure.
Ryan, is there anybody in the NFL that can take you that you know of?
That can beat me in a game. I mean, sure.
Or is better is probably a better question.
I don't think. Not anybody that I know of. I know a couple players play, but from the research that I've done, because most people that play have an account on chess.com, they're all rated lower than me.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, listen, Amari, that was fantastic. Our listeners loved it. They're all texting in on our screen here saying this was radio gold. So awesome start to this season on the radio and on the field, and we look forward to more of it with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, bud. Take care. There he is, Amari Cooper with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.